Welcome back. This final Risky Business Mini is coming at you, and today it's going to be about my potential to lead educational transformation. So let's find out more. Okay, so this process at the very least has encouraged me to consider leadership a bit further up and sort of change the parameters of what leadership can and might not be for me against the backdrop of what I've experienced at MPD that I've experienced as well. So I feel in a much more positive space considering myself as a leader. I'd sort of identified in the last episode that I've got some skills that can be transferred. Had successful collaborative leadership experiences, and I've begun to consider that not everyone is like me, surprisingly, and you have to meet people where they are, and that includes culture as well, and that look into wayfinding leadership has showing some really interesting things to consider as well and how people operate. But there are some pitfalls as well to watch out for. And I did a little digging through Leading Change, Why Transformation Efforts Fail by Cotter in 1995. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about that and what I probably need to do to give myself a better chance of success. So managing change is going to be really important moving forward. And Cotter sort of, it's about businesses, but I think you can transfer that to education. There is actually quite a lot of that going on at the moment. I know my brother's involved with the Springboard Trust, which is when non-educational leaders support and mentor principals through a year-long structured program to support school leadership and strategic planning, which sort of links in with Cotter, because the three things that I picked out that matches education is a lack of vision, communicating that vision, and change as part of the culture of the school or business. And I definitely think that for me, communication is going to be a key point. Sometimes I have an implied context, or I have a context that I haven't shared with the recipient of the email or the communications. And so I know that's going to be really, really important for me moving forward, is the skill of communication, but also the embedding of change as part of the school culture. And I want to link that back to that systems, not goals, and trying to project that idea of processes as being really important rather than the end goal. Weirdly, my plans on how to take my leadership further link in with How to Be a Better Human podcast, where an artist called JR was being interviewed, and he talked about if you don't know where to start with art, start by painting your apartment hallway blue, because when you do that, you're going to start conversations with people around you. It's not about the end product of the art, it's about the process and how you can encourage conversations and connecting with people. So that's my plan, paint the hallway blue.